You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. Meet their newest trading platform, Think or Swim Web. It has all the essential tools and strategies in a streamlined interface. No download necessary. Think or Swim Web. Trading streamlined. Visit tdameritrade.com/thinkorswimweb to get started.
The most interesting thing in tech is the fight going on right now between tech journalists and the tech industry. You can see it in a current spat on Twitter, but it's been going on for a while. I want to address one small subset of the big fight, and that is the assumption by a lot of people in the tech industry that the media industry, particularly managers of tech publications like mine, Wired, hire people with large Twitter followers. The assumption is that people with large Twitter followers get more readers, that leads to more revenue for the publication, so therefore people like me look at follower counts and then hire based on that. That incentivizes the kind of behavior that leads to large follower counts, which doesn't always match up with the highest journalist ethics. That is the assumption. And I think the assumption is mostly wrong, though in interesting and complicated ways. So, first off, Twitter drives very little traffic to publishers. You do get some readers from Twitter, but it's a fraction of the total number of readers. So I looked at Wired's data for June. We got 1/16th as many readers from Twitter as we did from Google. So that just means that if I were hiring based on who will drive traffic, I would hire people who are good at writing headlines and good at SEO. Secondly, people who come in from Twitter are not highly loyal. The way I make money at Wired, the way Wired makes money, is by driving subscriptions. So you need people who will come in and read lots of stories. If somebody's clicking in from Twitter, they're probably just clicking in for a second and then clicking back for their feed. You're much more likely to get subscriptions from people who come in reading newsletters or other sources. So that's just to say that for a manager of a tech publication, Twitter traffic is valuable, but Twitter traffic is not the most valuable thing. Okay, so what? It's still valuable. Does the incentive still work that way? Yes and no. So when I'm hiring or when I'm identifying who to hire, of course, it's entirely likely that I will look at the Twitter feed. And of course, somebody with a lot of followers and a lot of engagement is more likely to get on the radar of someone who runs a tech publication. So having an engaged Twitter following can certainly help. It is also true that there are many reporters who use Twitter in smart ways. They use it to cultivate sources, to identify stories, to frame and promote their work, or even better, the work of their colleagues. There are lots of ways you can look at someone's Twitter account and say, oh, they're using it in a way that really does help great journalism. There's somebody who, based on their account, you might be more likely to hire. On the other hand, who spends a ton of time tweeting or getting in Twitter fights has less time to spend on their job. It can be complicated trade-offs there. And then most importantly, one thing that I certainly look at, I'm sure other managers look at, is how much loyalty does a person have to their social media presence versus their day job? One of the things that happens in journalism is reporters who are very focused on building up their follower count or their feeds will, for example, tweet out their scoops before they write them, thereby driving down traffic to the publication, though increasing the number of followers they have. So there's all kind of behavior that people can have that will be a disincentive to hire them. So net-net, Twitter is a small driver of traffic, but it can be a positive thing when I'm evaluating candidates, but it can also be a negative thing. So my concluding thought, the assumption that so many people in the tech industry have, that the people who hire tech journalists are hiring based on Twitter accounts, not true. It's much more complicated than that. All right, there's a whole much bigger debate that this is just a small part of. I'll address some of that later, but that's it for now. See you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.